My name is Karen Staworki. In the Clarity Podcast, we'll explore different ways of seeing. Seeing ourselves, seeing others, seeing the world, and life itself. We'll look at how we relate to ourselves and how we see ourselves in the world. We'll explore how these ways of seeing influence all of our relationships with other people, with time, even with nature. I'm excited to be with you on the journey. Welcome to Clarity. Welcome to this episode of Clarity. My name is Karen Staworki, and I'm your host. In this episode, we explore a powerful personal relationship that many of us have. Who's it with? It's with what I call the shoulds. A former colleague of mine and I were having coffee together recently. Let's call him Jeff. Jeff is in the process of making a career transition. He's looking to do something different with his life after a successful run in a particular industry, and he's in the midst of thinking about what that looks like, where to focus his time, attention, energy, and effort. What should he do? He knows what's made him successful to this point. He's just not sure what the new playbook is, where to go, or what it looks like. Jeff asked me what advice I had for him. I didn't have to think but for a second. What immediately came to my mind is, beware of the shoulds. He looked at me with his puzzled expression. What do you mean by the shoulds? He asked. So I started to talk to him about the shoulds. I bet you know the shoulds. The shoulds have been a familiar presence in my life journey, popping up sometimes when I least expect it. And there they are, like they're whispering in my ear. Listening to the shoulds drove me for a large part of my life and influenced choices and decisions I made, big and small. Big decisions like, I should major in a specific subject in college which is practical and will help me get a job, like economics, instead of major in a subject that I was truly passionate about but had no clear vision of where that would lead me after graduation, like art history or studio art. I should aspire for this kind of a job. In high school, the jobs were doctor, lawyer, and banker. As I learned more and thought about each and realized those weren't for me, then it was like, okay, so what next? The default career path became business person, which meant I should work in this kind of a company, preferably a big one with a well-recognized and respected brand name. Once I was on the business track, the shoulds beat a drum for years that I should be a CEO, because I had these achievements and awards and feedback on how effective a leader I was. And being the CEO, well, that was the ultimate in the book of the shoulds. It was like a foregone conclusion. Of course, that's what I should do next. That's what I should aspire for. Then I'd have really made it. Made it where? I don't know. By being a CEO, which I should do after the education and professional track record and resume I'd built, that was the obvious pinnacle. I'd reached the top of the mountain. So I single focused on that. I worked to build up more accomplishments, cultivate my network, and pursue opportunities for senior executive leadership positions. And I got that kind of a job, the proverbial brass ring. And in hindsight, quickly, I realized it was the wrong kind of job for me. Could I do the job? Sure. I had experience and skills and an ability to figure things out if I didn't know, or recruit the talented people I would need for my team. But does the job provide me with the kind of fulfillment that I seek, that really matters within me? No. Does the job reflect the specific kinds of contribution and the way I want to focus my energy and time? No. Does it align with some of my most important values, what I think about as kind of design principles for my life? By the very structure of the job, it doesn't. It doesn't mean it's a bad job. It's just not the job for me. And the shoulds, well, they influence other more subtle choices that I made on a daily basis. Like I should dress in a certain way, or what I wear on different occasions, or that I should drive a certain kind of a car, or live in a specific neighborhood or a kind of a house, or that my body should look a certain way or not, or that I should say this in a conversation or not say it, even in my most intimate relationship with a significant other or a family member. Like I shouldn't ask for what I need. So, do you know the shoulds? I've given you some examples of shoulds in my life. Have you ever found yourself when you were debating whether or not to do something or were facing a decision? Did you think to yourself, well, I should do X? But somewhere, some soft voice or impulse or knowing expresses, but I want to do Y. Well, Welcome to the Shoulds. These shoulds that have come into our thoughts and decision process, they have so much power. They often drive us to do things or say yes to things that once we're in them, we experience a lack of fulfillment, a drain on our energy, or a discomfort, kind of like sandpaper, where we're working against the grain in a way that just doesn't resonate for us. The situation is then not getting the best of us. So where do these shoulds come from? Sometimes the should directive can come from actual humans. A watch out when a should comes from another person in the context of your life is that they may be speaking from a place of self-interest, which they may not be conscious of themselves. It's a part of them whose inner reasoning is saying, well, you should do this because that's the choice that best benefits, supports, or protects me. But for people who truly care about you, these shoulds can have a seed of really good intention behind them. They urge you to do something or not do something, not because it benefits them, but because they really believe it's the best for you in some way. However, the should reflects their truth, their lens on the world, their values, their inner yardstick, their perceptions of you, their stories about you, not yours. The only person who knows exactly what your guiding values are, what is really most important to you, is you. The only person who holds the yardstick, how you define what good looks like, what makes a life well lived, what success means or doesn't mean, is you. No one else. You. Just because someone else does something doesn't mean it's right for you. This brings up an important point to highlight, that there are good shoulds. These are the ones that align with your value system and your inner moral and ethical code. To show up in the world living true to those values in your words and actions is a good thing. Those are the good shoulds, as they source from within you and you define them. I'm talking about the shoulds that come from outside of you, the perception or expectation or stories and assumptions from others. These are the shadow shoulds, so to speak. Most of the time, I believe these shadow shoulds come from what I call the invisible they. Who are these invisible they? Quote unquote, people. And I deliberately put that in quotes. People say I should do or think A or B or do C or D. Who are these people? I can't put a face or a name to them. There are no people in my life who at moments of decisions I've made say you should do this or you should do that. So who are these invisible they where I feel like people think I should do something? I think it's the current and legacy shaping forces that are embodied in our lineage and ancestors that are carried forward in us. It's also coming from the culture that surrounds us, the culture of the country or society we grew up in, our ethnic group, our region or our neighborhood, the institutions and organizations of where we go to school or work, the media that surrounds us that constantly feeds us images and stories of what we're conditioned to think success looks like. They're subtle and they're implicit and they're powerful. These shadow shoulds may be spoken or written, but often they're implied or assumed and embodied in stories that we carry forward and listen to. In my example, no one in my inner circle, whose views and perspectives I actually care most about, ever told me I should have a certain kind of a job or look a certain way. For me, the dominant force in my life has been the invisible they, these nameless, faceless people who had somehow the strongest influence on my course. So the name of the game is about reducing the charge of the shoulds, the degree of influence they have in subconsciously driving choices and actions, taking us out of automatic pilot. How do you do that? It's really three things. Getting clear on what matters to you and why. The more clarity you have around your values, your careabouts, and what good looks like helps to reduce the power of the shoulds. What are you aspiring for and what's that in service of? All of these are kind of facets of your inner yardstick to help you evaluate and gauge on whether it's right for you. Also, getting clear on what you need, what I call your fulfillment factors, whether that's in a job or work or in life. What are the things that provide you with energy that enable greater fulfillment within? And then the third thing is just raising your awareness around the shoulds, noticing when they surface. Do you hear yourself saying, I should? Or do you feel the impulse that you should? When you notice it, just use it as a moment to pause and ask yourself, where is the should coming from? Is it coming from within me and what I know is important to me? Or is it coming from outside of me? How does following the should serve me or support me? By increasing your inner clarity around what matters to you and your fulfillment factors, and raising your awareness around the appearance of the shoulds when they pop up, you'll start to find your inner math changing on how you make choices and decisions. Let's just take a specific example to get you started. Think about a decision you'd need to make in the near future. It may be a decision that matters in some kind of way to you. It has some kind of consequence. Write down what that decision is. Now think about, what are the different options you have for the decision? It may be two options, like I can do this or I can do that, or you might have a few. Just write however many come down top of mind for you. I then want you to take a moment and say, like, why is this decision important to you? And just write down a few words on why it matters, that there are kind of some stakes in it, why it's relevant. Next, look at the options. And without doing a lot of thinking, in this moment, what option would you choose? Complete the sentence, I should choose. Okay. So now where does that should come from? Who's talking right now? I should choose option A. Do you see another person's face or voice coming to mind? Did someone in your life give you specific direction or advice that somehow relates to that in some way? Does the energy feel like it just comes from outside of you? You can't put a person's face to it, but it feels like, this actually reflects the way we do things, whether it's the way we do things in this company, in this school, where I grew up. Now, to check to see if the should comes from within you instead, you can tap elements of your inner compass. As you ask yourself, why should I do that? Well, does it align with the value that you have? What goal does it help you realize? How does that option sync up with the kind of person I want to be? Or how does it support the contribution I want to make to my work, my family, my community, the world? If I had it all my way, what would I do? Would I choose that option? You can also check in with your body. Do you have a sense of the energy for that action, feel like it's coming from your heart or your gut? Or is it coming from your head? A should popping up is a signal to slow your process down. Just pause. Ask yourself some of these really simple questions, these compass questions. It may be that the should is the best thing to do because it does align with responses to things that connect to your inner compass, that it's coming from within you and reflects your truth, your beliefs, and your values. But it's also a good check to say, is that should coming from a place outside of me? Is it a shadow should where it has no knowledge of what really is my truth and what will offer me greater fulfillment? Thanks for joining me today in exploring one of my favorite topics, the power of the shoulds, and how to think about them more intentionally moving forward. Thank you for listening to Clarity. Clarity is produced by myself, Karen Staworki, and John Nolan. It was recorded and engineered by John Nolan at Honeybee Hill Studios. Interested in learning more? Check out my website, sparkpartnersllc.com, to read more of my writing and sign up for my newsletter with information about future webinars and speaking engagements. Thank you for following your curiosity. I hope you continue exploring, learning, and expanding how you see yourself in the world.